is today's dollar right here on 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. I'm Mark Andrews. Your host today, of course, as always, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Essery from IPG. And Ron's kind of got a little thing going on today, so he's not with us, but instead we have special guest Mark. And is it Malone?
It's Molina.
Molina. Okay, Mark Molina. And that's Mark with a C. Glad to have you here today. And Darwin, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for asking. We're sorry that Ron's not with us today, but we were happy to have Mark come up and spend some time with us. He's going to talk about a topic that Ron and I have been trying to get to for several episodes, but it's going to be IRA distribution, so we're looking forward to that.
All right. Well, why don't you give us a review of what we've been doing this past year, and happy 2018.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
I'd always like to start the show with the reason why we're doing this radio program. You know, Ron, if you've listened to our show before, he is quite the stalwart in the industry and is very well known and renowned, across the nation. But he spends, I'm telling you, 24/7 on annuities. Would that be right, Mark?
Yeah, pretty much.
He does. But he listens to all the shows during the weekend and maybe during the week on retirement. And what he came to me, Ron and I have been together for about 10 years, and he came to me and he said, Darwin, he goes, I'm listening to these radio shows, and it's not that I don't like them, but he said, what they're not giving the public is education and information on these products that they're trying to sell. It appeared to him that all they're trying to do is market and sell annuities. Well, Ron wants to tell you how the annuity is built. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you that our last interview off of this show, by the way, he came in and we spent two or three hours going through these products with him, and he was ready to sign up. And Ron actually sent him home, and he said, I'm not here to sign you up. What I want you to do is I want you to go home and think about it and try to, think about this information that we've given you. And then if you want to come back in and you want to do some business, then we'll do it. So that's why we started this show. It's been pretty exciting. Our goal in this show is to teach Mark Andrew about retirement. So we figure if we get that done, we've been successful.
That's true.
So just some of the past shows that we've visited about a little bit that are archived. As a matter of fact, you can go get them off of our website, which is todaysdollarshow.com. We talked about banks versus insurance companies. I mean, a lot of people would like to know the difference. Where's the safety features and what's the advantage of a bank and what's the advantage of an insurance company? We've spent a lot of time over the past couple of weeks talking about our short-term savings vehicles that we have out there that Ron has actually designed. I think he kind of put a little teaser out there that we've got a two-year product coming out. I think, Mark, what did you say, 2.6%, 2.5%?
It's going to be some fantastic rate for such a short-term product.
So we spent some time talking about that. As a matter of fact, we've got some phone calls off of that because people are interested in that interest rate. Why 2.6, or I think we talked about a five-year annuity that was 3.1 or 3.2. I can't remember exactly what it was. Does not sound like a lot of money, but when we stop by the banks to see what they're paying, they're paying a half a percent. So
I was going to say my bank is not offering three anything.
So you're getting three, four, five times the interest rate. So we had a lot of action and a lot of activity off of of those shows, and because it is the annuity is a safe investment, and it does offer tax deferral, and if you got your money in a safe place and you're just trying to grow it slow and steady, that's the way to do it. One of the big shows that we did too was wealth transfer, and when we talked about wealth transfer, we're not talking about estate planning and passing a farm from one generation to the next. We work a lot in the middle market, and in the middle market, when we talk about wealth transfer, we're talking about families, you know, seniors that are 70, 75, you know, we've written them up to 85 years of age that might have $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, maybe $100,000 in a CD that they've just got sitting there, again, Mark, making no interest at all. And the only reason they have it in there is because they want to, you know, when they pass away, they would like to give it to their kids or their grandkids. And so they just keep renewing that CD and earning that low interest rate each and every year. So we talked about a way that you can take that money from the bank and put it in a different vehicle and make that money accessible to you. Your deposit's never at risk at all. As a matter of fact, day one, if you want to come and get all your money back, your deposit's never under surrender. But we can leverage that money up 20, 30, 40, 50%. And so that if something happens to you, it goes to your heirs income tax free on that leverage. So, you know, you might put 100 in, for an example, and depending on what your age is, we might be able to pass, you know, 140, 150,000 to your heirs income tax free. Not only that, but in that particular policy, one of the biggest things we find with seniors is that the reason they don't transfer that money to their heirs today is because they're worried about getting sick. And if they get sick, they have to go. They're going to go back and get that money. Well, in this particular vehicle, not only can you access the $100,000, but you can access the leveraged up amount. So if it's 140, 150, 160, you can also go access that income tax free. It's a wonderful product. We do a tremendous amount of business in that, and that's for, you know, again, we're not talking about millions of dollars. We're talking, you know, the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, maybe $100,000. So that was a great show that we did.
Well, you know what? One of the things I'm starting to understand about all of this is the safety. I was watching, I don't know, my son loves this show, American Greed, and we were watching, you know, talk about putting money into companies or the stock market. You know, all these people had money in WorldCom and MCI, and oops,
right?
They lost it all. But with what you're talking about, you don't lose your money.
No, we don't lose money. And Mark, you might even want to comment on this a little bit because you're out there in the field and you've got clients. But what I tell my clients when in any of these vehicles that we're talking about, you know, in all reality, we're not here to make you a millionaire. I mean, we're just not. We're trying to give you that slow, conservative growth. Mark, you have a comment on that?
You know, it is right. You think about the lowest rate in the nation, and it's generally just going to be treasuries, you know, your T-bills and whatever is backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. And the reason why is because there's really just a trade-off. There's a trade-off for rate to safety. So you can generally look at an item by its rate or its expected rate of return and know how safe it is. And so when we talk about insurance and we talk about life insurance and annuities, we're really not talking about setting the world on fire as far as rates. Now, don't get me wrong. You have a good chance to make a fair interest credit, a decent interest credit, but it won't be like the stock market. You will never see a plus 30 one year and you know, go celebrate. But the reason why is because the people that approach us are generally facing retirement or with very important retirement dollars, and they just can't afford to lose. They don't have the time like we might have when we're 20 and 30 and 40. And so, we definitely aren't looking at rate necessarily, though it's not a bad thing on an annuity or life insurance, but its first and foremost purpose is safety.
Yeah, and one of the things that we ask our clients, Mark, is, you know, what would affect you more? What would change your lifestyle more? A 20% increase in your assets or a 20% decrease in your assets? Most of the people that we work with would be far more impacted on the loss, because if you lose 20%, Mark, what do you have to gain to get it back? 40?
Yeah, 30-something.
Yeah,
sure.
30-something, yeah. Some percent just to get it back. So that's why we're firmly in the you know, the safe money arena. No matter what happens, you know, everything that we've visited about in these particular products are safe, and we're not going to risk your principal whatsoever. I don't know that we spent enough time talking about that. But on the other hand, Mark, I think you'll remember we had Russ Figger in here, and you know, Russ is a broker that works in our firm, and so if you're that person where you know you've got a pool of money that you know, some of it you might want in annuities, some of it you might want in wealth transfer, but you've also got an appetite for risk, we also have that available for you in our office. And so, or even if you're an agent out there and you're out there in the field, some of the things that you might hear on this program might interest you. I would encourage you to give us a call because we'd love to bring you in and help educate you on what we do and why we do it. And while I'm thinking about it, Mark, that number is 913-317-9210, or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com.
Well, there you go. And it, Mark, glad you came in today. We're going to be talking about IRA distributions and in taxes and all of this sort of stuff. So let's just start off quickly with what is an IRA and how did they come about?
You know, what a great question. I think most people think these things have been around for forever and a day. And the interesting fact is that it just hasn't been. In fact, the IRA wasn't even created until the year that the Rubik's Cube came out. And I think it was the last year of the Brady Bunch, which you have any idea what year that was?
I'm still working on solving my Rubik's Cube. Gosh, that was late 60s, early 70s.
1974.
Wow. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. Well, it came as with a act of Congress called ERISA. And a lot of people have heard the term ERISA. But, you know, it's just a weird word that really has no meaning. But what the acronym stands for, and that's what it is it stands for Employees Retirement Income Security Act. And let me say it again, okay? It's Employees Retirement Income Security Act.
Well, you see, they love making up words like that.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we're gonna pause, hold that thought, because we need to take a quick break. And we'll come back with more right here on Today's Dollar. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO, along with DC and Ron Essery from IPG. And Ron's got a day off today. I'm Mark Andrews. We have another Mark in the building, Mark Molina. And we are talking about IRAs and distribution and all of this. We're going to get maybe into more talk about taxes and stuff coming up, too. But, Mark, pick it up from where you were, because you had that weird name, and we put you on hold for a minute.
Yeah, no worries at all. I think the interesting thing about IRAs is just to realize just how short of a time it's actually been around with us. I think a lot of people think it must have been around from the turn of the century, which is simply not the case. It's in many respects relatively new. It was formed from an act called ERISA, and ERISA means Employees Retirement Income Security Act. Well, we know it's an act, and we know it's for employees, but really what it really is defined by is those three middle letters: retirement, income, and security. Kind of an interesting history about it is that before you had it, you just had pensions, pretty much. Very, very interesting time in America.
Right. So. We used to have, if you look back at history, you know, everybody had pensions. I mean, when you retired, you really didn't have to worry about saving an additional amount of money because your pension and your Social Security would really take care of you. Well, you know, those pensions started going away, so I think, Mark, that's when they moved towards the, you know, the personal savings, the 401Ks, the IRAs, the 457s. And so I would encourage you to get a pen and paper and write some information down, and certainly write our phone number down, which is 913-317-9210. And because I know you're going to have some...
got my paper right here.
I know you're going to have some questions for us, and we can get Mark to answer those. So,
the smart
Mark.
Go ahead, Mark. You're on.
Well, hey, thanks, man. All right. So, well, IRAs are kind of unique because I think in the 70s they kind of peaked. Pensions did, and what would happen before then? And let's take it back a step before pensions existed. Or before they became this prevalent, at least, was that you had a man and a wife. Generally, back then, the man went to work. The wife took care of the home and made a home for the family. He would work at a job for 40 years. He would retire, and they would pay him an income stream after he left for the rest of his life. And that was pretty much mainstream America. That's what happened for most all companies.
And a pension really is only as good as the company, because they go up belly up, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. And what was happening is there was issues with the pensions. There started to be a little bit of a crack in the foundation, and people started to realize that, look, we need some standards set for these pensions. And I think that's what encouraged Congress to get together and come up with ERISA. And ERISA really had two main purposes. Its first purpose, obviously, was to create a standard for pensions. You know, there's many types of standards, but suffice it to say, it created some standards to give the American public some more stability and confidence in the pensions they were receiving. First off, but secondly, it created the IRA, which I don't know if at the time anybody really realized how important it would be in retirement planning. But as we all know from the 70s on out, pensions have steadily declined throughout America and is at almost an all-time low from its high. So, in fact, Mark, you pick up a newspaper, DC, you pick up you look at your iPad and read a digital copy of something. Every single one will tell you about some pension that's having some issues today. The cool part about IRAs is that you can have it pretty much where you want it. Pensions are pretty much where they put it, but an IRA can create a pension wherever you want it. You find a spot that'll accept an IRA, and you can and have a little bit more closely managed account. And for a lot of people, their safe haven have been insurance, annuities, and life insurance. When other things have failed, insurances seem to have done so much better. You could probably go to just about anybody and ask them if they know of somebody who's had a pension and it's been cut, or it's or had some issues, or they've had to reduce benefits, or you fill in the blank. But I think you would find it almost impossible to find somebody who's had insurance and annuity, and they would answer the same way. It really has kind of changed, and it all kind of stemmed once again from the IRA and being able to basically make your own pension. Because once again, ERISA is all about retirement income security, and security was the one thing we started this radio show off with. And it's really pivotal to the success of the insurance industry and retirement income.
Well, that somehow begins to make a little sense to me. It's like my father retired from Ford more than 30 years ago, and he's actually been retired almost longer than he worked, but he's still, getting a pension as long as Ford stays solvent, which, of course, we all hope it does. But again, the pension's directly tied to your, to your company in that sense.
Yeah, absolutely is. And so it's interesting. IRAs get sticky. They get intricate. In fact, there's whole industries based on helping people wade through the minutiae of IRAs. We're talking about, what happens if you live, when can you pull money and why and under what conditions, and if you're younger than a certain age, can you pull money? Is there a penalty? What life expectancy tables? The idea behind it all is this, that there is so deep of water in figuring out the distributions that you really need to work with somebody who can help you wade through this and make sure that you're doing right for yourself and for your family.
All right.
With your qualified accounts.
We're going to hold that right there, and we'll come back with more right here on Today's Dollar. And Rod, quickly give us the phone number.
Yeah, this is DC, and the phone
DC.
Number
Did
is...
I say Rod? Sorry about that.
It's 913-317-9210. Give us a call, leave a message. We'll get right back with you. We'll invite you in. You can sit down with us, and we can go through this information.
All right. Today's Dollar, right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. You're listening to Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, Darwin Ouch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron, who's kind of off and goofing off today from IPG. I'm Mark Andrews, and we have another Mark in the studio as well, and we're talking about IRAs today, something that was hatched out in the 1974, did we say, Mark? Was that? Wait a minute. If I turned your mic on, I could probably hear you.
Yep, 1974.
Wow, 1974. We're going to answer maybe some more questions. If you want to get a hold of us, 913-317-9210. Yes, it's Sunday, and yes, DC is slaving. No, he's not slaving away taking your call, but you can leave a message, and he will get back with you, or somebody from the office will, or you can go online at todaysdollarshow.com. Roth IRA, regular IRA, minimum, maximums, let's get down to the nuts and bolts here. And why, or is, an IRA better than a 401?
You know, they're just different. 401ks are amazing. If you think about it, a 401k is amazing because most of the time you have what's called a matching contribution. And if you had a dollar and you had to make it $2, it would take you over two decades at 3.5% interest to make it $2. But in a 401k, if they're matching contributions, meaning you're actively working and you're putting stuff in and they're matching it, you literally double it the second you put it in. It's an instant doubling of your money. Don't have to wait two decades at 3.5% interest rate, which we don't even have now. You do that day one. And so you want a 401k if you can get it. But the idea is that you don't want it to stay in there for forever. You want to, at some point, have a place you can put your 401k once you've retired.
Why? What's the advantage?
Well, the fact is, as you get older, people want safety. When I'm 20 years old, I did things that I will not be willing to do today at 50. And when I'm 70, that will be even more so. Well, the same thing for retirees. If the market crashes and you're 30, you've got plenty of time to wait for it to come back. But if you're 80, you know, that market crash may take you through to your passing. And so retirees don't have the same risk tolerance because they're just that much closer to the finish line. And so IRAs are a great place because, first off, they allow for you to put it in places that are a lot safer than where you probably accumulated your wealth, first off. And secondly, a lot of IRAs can be put in a place that can turn that dollar amount into an income stream. And once again, we talked about it before, an IRA really is about retirement income security.
And today with the 401ks, I think most people would think, when they think of a 401k, they think about it in mutual funds, and you know, they're trying to grow their wealth or they're trying to accumulate some money. But through this whole period, they've been in the mutual funds, and so they've seen the ups and downs. But when we're talking about IRAs, mainly we're talking about people that maybe have changed jobs sometime during their career, and they may have a old 401k left over that's just sitting there. It's still in the mutual funds, but there's no more contributions going in. Or maybe they've just retired, and we find this all the time in our business. And so, Mark, tell the audience, you know, what do you do with those?
You know, one of a great thing you can do with a 401k, once your matching contributions is up, if it's from an old company, they're not going to match nothing else in there. So what you really do is, because it is important money, it's your retirement income in the future, you shore up what you have, you declare victory on it by rolling it into an IRA. And an IRA can take many shapes, but the one that we like the most is in annuities. Life and annuities will really offer you what the IRA was actually initially intended for, which is some safety and income. Once again, it is the Retirement Income Security Act. I really will probably go back to that a handful of times, but that's what this money is for. And so you leave a company, you got a 401k, a great place to look at, a great place to declare victory on that money, make your gains realized, is to put it in an annuity and let that take you through retirement.
Is there a big tax difference between like a 401 and an IRA as to when you pay taxes on it?
No, you know, here's the thing about all qualified money. And an IRA in some respects isn't a qualified account. In other respects it is. And for the purposes of this radio show, we'll call it qualified money. Anytime you have a qualified account, IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, TSP, fill in the alphabet soup blank, you have what we call tax deferral. It means that you don't have to pay taxes on the money that's inside of it. You've never paid tax on your 401ks, your 403bs, your IRAs. You've never paid tax on it for the most part for anybody. And the idea behind it is that you don't pay tax now. You get to earn interest on that money that you didn't have to give Uncle Sam. You get to earn interest on somebody else's money, but then you pay taxes on it when you pull it out. Well, there's not really a whole lot of difference, because if you're pulling it out at the same time, if you're pulling it out at age 60 or age 70 or age 80, you're at the same tax rate, whether it was in an IRA or a 401k or a 403b, same tax rate. What most people find is that they are in a lower tax bracket and they're earning less in retirement. So for many people, whether a 401k and an IRA and all those places, for most people, they are paying tax. They are not paying taxes during their prime earning years, and basically waiting and deferring it to the years when they're retiring and probably in a lower tax bracket. It's a very much a tax efficient way of savings. We'd like IRAs, because once again, 401ks really have the risk that retirement money shouldn't take on after a certain period. So, but anyways, so you've never paid tax on this money, right?
Right.
Okay, never paid tax on it. And the IRS says, look, if you pay tax, if you take out money and you're 40 years old, you ain't retiring, right? You buying a boat, right? So they're going to penalize you some 10% for making withdrawals. You pull out $35,000 out of your account at age 50. They know you ain't retiring then. You buying a motorcycle. And so they will penalize you 10% at that point. But they've drawn a line in the sand. That age is 59 and a half. And at age 59 and a half, they say, look, we can consider you retired. And after this point, you can withdraw money without that penalty. Now, from 59 and a half on, there's no penalty. But the interesting part is once again, we think we all agreed, the IRS ain't never collected no money on you, right?
Right.
And so because of that, because they've never collected any money from you, they've set up this rule that says, look, by age 70 and a half, guess what?
You have to take it out.
You got to take it. In fact, it's on that sheet there, required minimum distributions. And it literally is just as it says. It is a requirement from the president on down. It is the minimum amount you can take out. And it's got to be a distribution. A distribution is taxable. And so they've put you basically in retirement on an income schedule, whether you like it or not.
So is this the advantage then of taking your IRA and getting into annuities? Is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You know, the cool part is that on an annuity, once you've turned this income stream on, you know, the fact is you lived a life expectancy or longer, you're probably going to run out of money. There probably won't be anything in that account. And I don't mean that to depress anybody, but the good part is in an annuity, it's still paying you income. You might ran out of cash value, but you never ran out of income. That money still cashes just the same, gets deposited into your account just the same, and it goes on for as long as you do. It continues on until you go to your final promotion. And I would say that the reason why people love annuities is that this is the money they couldn't take out in lump sum without it, really, unless without it being probably many times a bad tax decision. So it was always meant as income, and yet, even though it isn't enough to carry you through for the rest of your life, because it's in an annuity, it is enough. Because an insurance company doesn't have a choice in it.
We spend a lot of time with our clients explaining to them, you know, the reason that we developed or the government developed the IRA was for income. And sometimes we do have to explain to them that if you have $100,000 in your IRA and you want to go in and pull $50,000 out, well, you're going to pay tax on that $50,000. So if you want a net of $50,000, you're probably going to have to pull $60,000 or $65,000 to get your $50,000. It's really not for lump sums whatsoever. It's for income. And that's why the annuities that we've developed and designed at Ideal Producers Group and with other companies fit well to create that lifetime income.
All right. Sounds good. Hold that thought. We'll come back. We're going to take a quick break. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. You're listening to Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Ron is not with us today, but DC is here. And DC, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, please give us a call at 913-317-9210 or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com and please get a pen and paper out. Some of this information is going to be, you know, very valuable to you, especially those that are entering your retirement years and you're looking at that required minimum distribution.
I do have an extra sheet.
Which we are going to talk about now. Is that right, Mark?
Yes. And talk about your guest again real quickly here.
Yes, our guest.
Who is Mark?
Our guest today
the
is.
The smart Mark. Not me.
Is Mark Molina. And Mark is an expert on tax-deferred annuities and tax-qualified distribution. He works in our office, in Ron's office, with IPG, and he's also been a producer for the last 15 years, does a wonderful job. But there's very few people. As a matter of fact, I've done some seminars with Mark. There's very few people, even tax people, that know as much about distribution as he does. So we're very happy to have him here today.
Okay, I've got a big 401. I really don't, but let's say for sake of argument here, I have a big 401k that I've had and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm going to roll it into an IRA. How much are they going to dock me for taxes?
Good question. The beautiful part about moving money from like a 401k to an IRA is that it's a non-taxable event.
Really?
Yeah, it's not only just 401ks, it's 403bs, TSPs, 457. You know, you can pick any of the alphabet soups of qualified plans. That's called a rollover. And to make it just in a basic sense, a rollover really is just a non-taxable movement of money. And an IRA is the place you really, for most all Americans, is really where they put it at. They put it in an IRA. There's no taxable event, and it just makes it so that they can continue on the tax deferral until they turn on income. So,
well, let me ask you this question, kind of in the, I guess as long as you roll it over without a motorcycle, you're all right. But Roth IRA, what the heck is that?
You know, there is a big push around the U.S. for Roth over IRAs, and I would tell you there might be a little bit of misunderstanding on the benefits of both. An IRA hopes tax rates are lower in the future. That's what an IRA does. It hopes tax rates are lower in the future. You didn't pay it now, and you'll pay it in the future at a lower tax rate.
So this tax thing we just signed could be very beneficial.
It could be. But who knows by the time you retire where it'll actually be. And so the answer is we don't really know, but let's put it in perspective. A Roth IRA actually hopes tax rates are higher in the future because you paid your tax rate today, and then in the future when you withdraw your money, tax rates you don't have to worry about. If they're higher in the future, no big deal because you paid it at the lower rate. It's really an interesting thing. One hopes tax rates go down. The other one hopes tax rates go up, and the fact is, you know, over the last four decades, tax rates really have went down. But once again, we don't know where they'll be when we actually start to retire. But ultimately, what might be good for a lot of people is to have a little of both, you know, just in case. If your tax rates go up, then pull it out of your Roth IRA. If tax rates go down, pull it from your regular IRA. But getting back to that that rollover, they're just really simple processes. You ask for the money, and it gets rolled over into your IRA, and then of course you can put that wherever you want and have it accomplish whatever it is you're looking for as far as your goals in retirement. But I think, to be clear, what everybody does have is we have really the one main purpose, which is it's got to provide income of some sort, whether you want to or not. And we talked about the required minimum distributions, the minimum amount that you can pull out of an IRA or that you have to pull out of an IRA once you turn 70 and a half. And if you don't, the IRS penalizes you. I'm not kidding. 50%. I mean, wow. That's getting taken out to the woodshed, right? That is that, and it is interesting. If you're facing that penalty, because you didn't know or whatever, what have you, contact us. Let us see if we can't try to help you through this. There is things you can do, and you don't have to take it lying down. There might be some ways that we can get a little bit of forgiveness from the IRS on this.
Wow. I would suggest pick up the phone and dial 913-317-9210. Or what's that website, DC?
It's todaysdollarshow.com.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely interesting how much that penalty is. And let's say you had to pull out 10 grand. Well, your penalty's 5,000, plus you still got to pay tax on 10,000. So these are things that we take care of. And when you generally put it into, when you put this, if you were to roll your, say 401k into an annuity, which would be a tax, would be a non-taxable event. You could then also to be assured via the contract of the annuity that you would never, ever receive that penalty.
So that, in the 30 seconds or so we have left here, you can pull your money out of an IRA, put it in an annuity, and then you don't have to have that minimum distribution.
Well, you will always have the minimum distribution, but you never have to worry about it.
I see. Okay. So you will take care of it. Ron, go ahead if you got quick. We're running out of time.
Yeah, the bottom line is Uncle Sam's always going to get their money.
Yeah,
no matter what we do with it, they're going to want paid.
Well, that's kind of the whole purpose of life, I guess. Is having the IRS there to help you out. Ron?
Darwin?
Why do I keep saying Ron?
you miss him, I can tell.
I do. Oh, got it. DC, love you, man. Wrap it up for us today and tell us how to get a hold of you and all that.
Okay, very good. Give us a call at 913-317-9210. Leave a message. We'll call you right back first of the week, or look us up on Today's Dollar Show. It's obvious that we've this IRA, 401k, there's a lot of information here. We haven't even opened it up yet. I mean, we're definitely going to have Mark back for a couple more episodes. Mark, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having
me. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. And Ron has left the building.